Neiman is the director and senior data scientist at Semantic Community and a former EPA official. He's compiled his four lessons for keeping your dashboard on target, and he joins me now to talk about those lessons. Brand, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Francis. I'm pleased to be here.
Pretty short and sweet. Data science is the first lesson. Tell me what that means.
Well, data science is where you look at data with a scientific method. You are critical of its quality, its pedigree, its usefulness to people in the public that want to understand some results from data. So it's not just putting data out there like data.gov does, but it's putting it out there with some real method and analysis and interpretation behind it.
The second lesson is best practices resources necessary in the design and use of dashboards. What do you see when you look at the dashboards that the federal government's using right now?
Well, I actually looked at all 11 of them. They were written up in a new IBM report and discovered, first of all, that I'd actually recreated 7 of the 11 to try to make them more open, transparent, and understandable with a tool called Spotfire. And that led me, and I used data science, that led me to the conclusion that really these kinds of things ought to be created with software that makes them interoperable and more understandable and reusable by the public. The ones that exist now are all done with different softwares and different interfaces, and you can't really share data readily across them as you can with the ones I've recreated.
Your four lessons are outlined in a piece on AOL Government. We've got it linked up at federalnewsradio.com right now. The third lesson says performance measures should reflect organization goals. Do you see a disconnect there in the dashboards that the federal government's using now?
Well, actually, I was looking forward with great expectations to the performance.gov site actually having performance data there, because I talked to Shelley Metzenbaum, I believe it was last April, and said, I'm looking forward to when you make that site public, and that I have great expectations, because she actually wrote an IBM report that was the job description for what she's doing now for performance.gov. And so I had high expectations for what would be there, and Wyatt Cash at AOL asked me to look at it and do some data science, and all I really found was data for what the White House calls excess properties. Those are the ones they're trying to sell off. And I didn't see any real, what you'd think of as performance of agencies data that one could do some analytics with. So I think that website creates kind of a misimpression or false expectation that there would be actual performance of government agency data there that one could analyze and get some information from, but it's not there yet. Maybe it's not ever going to be there. I don't know.
The fourth lesson is dashboards are only tools. Effectiveness depends on use. What do you see as far as usability from the sound of it? If the data's not there, maybe the usability's not what you would like it to be?
Yeah, actually, I wrote this down in one of my earlier Federal Computer Week editorials where I said that all this data and functionality should be within four mouse clicks. Click one, you actually see the data. So you go to the website and you actually see the data. You don't see a description of the data. You don't see that you can download it and unzip it. You don't see that it's in a format that you have to convert. So step one is you see the data right away. Step two is you can filter it, sort it, manipulate it. Step three is you can actually download it, get it back out readily, and use it in your own favorite tool. And then step four is you can readily share it. In my case, you can share what you see on the web on mobile devices like an iPad. You can even then annotate the dashboard that I've created in Spotfire on an iPad. You can annotate it and say, I'm interested in this particular value or this particular feature or whatever. You can then annotate that dashboard and then send it to somebody else so they can interact and collaborate with it on the iPad. So that's what I'd really like to see, is these four steps. You see, you sort, search, you download, and you share and collaborate around. And those 7 of those 11 sites that I recreated certainly don't do that.
The observations that you make in your piece on AOL government are pretty insightful, Brand. I appreciate you talking about them this afternoon. We've got them linked up at federalnewsradio.com. Thanks for being on with me to talk about them this afternoon.
You're very welcome, Francis. Thank you.